Right now it's 30 degrees, and it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
Not too bad. Had a little bit of light snow yesterday, just not much, but it is feeling much warmer this morning because there's no breeze.
That's right. And, we had light snow, too, here in the lower Hudson Valley. So, wasn't a big deal yesterday. Just kept reminding you that December's on the way. December, the month that we normally refer to as Dark December, for two reasons. One, the days are shorter, right up until the first day of winter. And two, generally it's cloudy. You don't get many sunny days in the month of December. Today, however, we'll have clouds and sun shared in the middle 40s. Tonight, rain showers will develop after midnight, mid-30s. A few showers around for tomorrow. Cloudy and windy, 45 to 50. Partly sunny Friday, windy, mid-40s. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, low 40s Saturday. And the same for Sunday. So all of your events and plans from Friday through the weekend should not be a problem. Again, it's chilly. It's not cold the way it could be. And it's going to be a little bit on the breezy side. What more can you ask for?
It's seasonal. It's seasonal.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And, it's at my house, we still have about 2 inches of snow left on the ground.
Good for you.
Now, what are the chances you think of a white Christmas this year? Have you started putting that together?
I mean, you look in my long-range forecast, I'm saying no. I mean, again, a white Christmas meaning snow will fall on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Doesn't mean there's snow on the ground. Because if right now, if today was Christmas Eve, you'd have a white Christmas because you have 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Well, I always look at white Christmas as if there's, it's got to be a covering of snow that no grass shows to me.
Right.
And if that's, then it's a white Christmas to me.
Marshall, I see during the middle part of the month, I see a pattern change to very mild weather.
Uh-huh.
Now, how long that's going to stay, I don't know. But that's what I see, middle part of the month.
Well, the longer the snow holds off, the better it's going to be, because finally I can announce they'll be working on my right knee the week of December 13th, December 15th, and December 17th. And that's when I get the wrap-up work on my knees. So my right knee will be done then. And if there's a warm-up in the middle of the month, that'll make getting around much easier.
Right. But now you gave me 3 days every other day. They're going to work on your leg every other day?
Well, what it is this time, instead of 3 days, it's only 2 days. On Wednesday at the 16th, I think it is, they aspirate the knee. That means any of the fluid that's built up in the knee, they get rid of. Then they, on that day, they also go in and they get my stem cells. And then there's about a 30 or 40 minute break. And then they go back in and they put the stem cells into the knee. And then on Friday, the next day, they skip one day, and then on Friday, they go back in. And so this is the worst part of the treatment, is that they then take fresh blood from you, okay, and they re-inject the knee, the ligaments, the tendons, and the bone there. Because it's kind of like if you're planting, it's kind of like putting fertilizer down. By having the fresh blood there, the stem cells react better and quicker, so it's kind of like, and then that's it. So I think if I do it like we did it last time, I'll probably rest on Thursday and not come in. All depends how I feel. And then because I'm having the more vigorous part on Friday, I probably will not come into the station on Saturday, because last time the thing on Friday just completely drained me. I was just completely drained until Sunday. So, but the second knee gets done in the middle of December.
Very good.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I went to the dentist yesterday to see what she's going to suggest about replacing the extracted teeth. And, you know, of course, they go right to implants. I said, nope. I said, maybe down the road, but not now. I said, it takes too long and it's too expensive. So she goes, okay. I said, so can we do a bridge? And she was talking to her technician. She goes, yeah, get me the x-rays. She said, I think what we'll do is a crown and bridge on each side. I said, okay. She said, I'll speak with your insurance company, draw up the plan. She said, I'll give you a call and we'll go from there. I said, okay, great. So that's the chapter there. And tomorrow I go for my booster shot. They just sent me a reminder, so I'm looking forward to that, because especially in light of this new stupid variant, it's very, they're saying it's very important to get the booster shot. So, I mean, there's more that they don't know than they do know. You realize that?
Well, that's
about
the whole
this
thing,
whole COVID.
And that that's what people have to realize, is that it's a virus. It changes, it mutates, it's all over the world. And at this point, people shouldn't get excited or upset or nervous or anything. Just do what they feel that they have to do. And don't worry about anybody else. Just worry about yourself, you know, and don't be frightened, because you know what? It is what it is. And if you protect yourself and you've done all you can do, and don't worry about anybody else, just to protect yourself.
I have to totally agree with you. I mean, at this point right now, you're right. It's a virus. You know, some people have asked me, and it's a great question. They said, how come we get the flu each year? They have the flu shot. A lot of times it doesn't work because they're just guessing at the strain that will be around. How come they don't tell us every year how many people have come down with the flu week by week, how many people are hospitalized, and how many people died with the flu? But yet they're doing it with COVID. I said, I can't answer that question. You have to ask the scientists. I don't know why they don't do it. But the matter, you know, you know as well as I do, the flu's deadly.
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds of thousands of people die each year in the United States from the flu. So why they're doing it with COVID and not this, I don't know, because everybody knows that COVID's been around for a very long time. Not this particular strain, but we all know that COVID is part of SARS.
Yeah.
And SARS has been around for years and years and years and years. So just like you said, Marcia, you're right. Viruses mutate, and SARS mutated to COVID. You know, I'm sure at one point COVID's going to mutate to something else.
It's just what it is. And like I said, worry about yourself. You know, just worry about yourself. Don't worry about somebody else, whether they're getting a shot or not, or whether they're wearing a mask or not. Just do what you feel is right for yourself.
That's it. Yep. You got it.
That's the best advice.
Yep.
Only way to go, I tell you. What else? I'm trying to think what else is going on here. You know, it's funny. The temperature. It's only about 5 degrees warmer this morning than yesterday.
But without the wind, it feels
so much better. And the difference in my knee walking out to the car was was tremendous. You know, when you get out and it's windy and it's like 19 or 20 degrees, the knee immediately wants to lock up, that one knee. But that difference of no wind in 5 degrees made all the difference in the world this morning.
I think we're going to have to, folks, I think we're going to have to start something new. We're going to have to start the MKI.
MKI.
The Marshall Knee Index.
That's right.
And Marshall will let us know each day how it was on a basis of 1 to 5, 5 being the worst, 1 being the best. So today, what would you give it? 3?
What's the best?
The best is 1.
I would give
Let's do a reverse. The best is 5, the worst is 1.
I would give it 4.5 today.
Oh, there you go.
Four and a half today.
Who suffer with arthritis or problems with the knees, Marshall says today it's a 4.5, which means, not too bad.
Not too bad today. That's exactly right. Not too bad today. All right. Well, I took my dog, Georgia, went to the pet pretty parlor, and she got all gustied up yesterday. Looks real nice.
Going to take a picture with Santa?
No. No. She'll probably pee on Santa. It's just, no.
I'm sure it wouldn't be the first or last time that happened to him.
No, I don't think so. All right, well, I want you to know my lights are going perfectly, and you've got your are your lights up and on yet or no?
No, I just have the one bay window with the nativity in it that lights up. That's all I have yet, and hoping to run the wires tomorrow when it gets mild, and then over the weekend I'm hoping to run the lights.
All right. Well, I'm hoping we'll speak to you tomorrow morning and have more decent weather.
Yep. Well, I'm hoping the same.
All right, Pat. Speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marcia. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio with our tri-state forecast.